Hi, it's me again, Char. If you're a new listener, thank you for choosing to click on my podcast. Just a short introduction. I'm Char Quevedo, a little girl with big hopes of inspiring other people through words and art. If you're a previous listener, thank you for staying tuned and joining me in my journey. Today's episode is the second episode for our love series for February. We'll answer a question that has been ingrained in most, if not all, girls growing up. Is marriage happily ever after? Just like any typical girl, I always saw myself to have a husband and a family of my own. Parang it's the future that I always envisioned for myself. No buts, no ifs. Anyway, that's how Disney princesses always ended up with, right? Only lately did I realize that not everyone dreams of the same thing. I have a classmate nung college na ayaw niya magkaanak. I also have other friends who think they'll be alone in the future or want to be alone in the future. Like, ayaw nilang ikasal, ayaw nilang maghanap ng commitment or anything. I guess not everyone wants to get married and have kids. Syempre, growing up as a Disney kid and having the said thought ingrained in my mind, it baffled me. I mean, I even have a Pinterest board ready for my wedding. Don't shame me, guys. Pero it's true. May jowa kasi is feeling. Nauna yung ano yun, no? Pinterest board bago yung jowa. As in, everything is already planned from the location to the attendees to the cake to the gown, even without the groom yet. Or even without like any hint of the groom. So the thought of seeing oneself alone confused me. I always wondered why they think of such, but I guess they have the same question for me in mind. Bakit nga ba gusto ko ikasal? Gusto ko ba talaga? Or it's just the quote-unquote standard I grew up to? I suddenly remembered uncles and aunties who jumped from relationship to relationship or who was always alone during parties, drinking and enjoying themselves through the night. And it hit me. Oo nga, no? Ba't di ko naisip na baka 10 years from now, ako yun? Another thing siguro is, 5 years ago, my life was super different. Everything was going according to plan. So the plan kasi is to get married by 23 or 25 with the criteria na dapat 5 years kami ng boyfriend ko bago kami ikasal. Then have kids after 2 years, then pursue the corporate life, then grow old together, basta you get it. The typical normal life almost everyone has. Then life happened and things shifted, but the clock never stopped ticking. So that's when the question started popping in my head. What if I didn't get to find someone I'd be willing to marry? Or what if someone wouldn't want to marry me? How will life look like then? Those thoughts flooded me and I was capital terrified. I deny that thought of being alone for the rest of my life. I'd still like to believe that given the billions of people out there should be at least someone, diba? At least someone isa lang who'd want me, right? I never pictured how my life will be if no one will, until lately. The future that I'm thinking I'll have is not promised. It may turn out the way I thought it will be, but it may also not. No one knows what the future holds naman, diba? I mean, I thought I had it together before, pero hindi pala yun ang plano ni Lord for me. Everything I have, everything we have, is only possible because of God's grace. It may not be according to His will that I'll have a husband. And with that, the anxiety within me was removed. Life doesn't end after happily ever after. It's just the beginning. There's more to the story. Malay natin, lagi pala nag-aaway si Belle tsaka si Beast dahil sa anger issues. Malay natin, magdi-divorce na si Ariel tsaka si Prince Eric kasi ayaw niya pala ng amoy isda, di ba? Malay natin kung years din naghiwalay si Shang tsaka si Mulan kasi na-discover na ni Shang na di talaga babae type niya. Di natin sure talaga, guys. There's more to life than being a wife and a mother. Don't get me wrong though. Being this are one of the most honorable titles a woman can be. But it doesn't mean it's all that we can be. I can still pour the love to other people, to my family, to church, to strangers even. There is a gap that needs love in every nook and cranny. Happiness doesn't necessarily have to come from romantic relationships. It can come from friendships, career, loved ones, especially yourself. Happiness has always been within you naman. I think that's something we fail to realize. May gusto akong basahin for everyone kasi every time I see this, I feel peace. Okay. You're going to realize it one day that happiness was never about your job or your degree or being in a relationship. One day, you're going to see it that happiness was always about the discovery, the hope, the listening to your heart and following it wherever it chose to go. One day, you will understand that happiness was always about learning how to live with yourself. That happiness was never in the hands of other people. It was always about you. It was always about you. Grabe, ang ganda talaga. I wish ako'y nakaisip nun. Pero yun nga, I hope na instead of finding the right person, you use your time and energy to be the right person. Not for anyone else, but for yourself. Kasi at the end of the day, the only permanent thing you have is you. At the end of it all, the only person that will be there for you through it all is you. Not with the thinking na everyone will leave you and all that bitter stuff, pero it's true kasi na everything starts inwardly. And that's what you project sa world. Yung taong pinakamatagal mong makakasama is ikaw din. So make yourself a good person to be with kasi kahit anong gawin mo, hindi mo matatakasan yan hanggat nabubuhay ka. Finally, I can say na I'm coming to peace with the thought na mag-isa ako sa future. Lately, I've been envisioning my future and it's always just about me. And you know what? It feels peaceful. I guess I've really come to terms with myself, which is I'm proud of kasi I've been escaping myself for the past years. And what really helped me to overcome it is faith talaga with God's plan for me and just surrender my future. Lagi ko na lang sinasabi pag napapagod na ako i-control kasi I'm a controlling person. Wow, surprise, surprise. So yun nga, lagi ko na lang sinasabi. Sige Lord, bahala ka na nga kung ano na lang gusto mo. Kasi totoo naman. Parang yun lang din naman, kahit anong gawin mo, it's God's plan pa rin. If we just let go of the things we want for ourselves and let God do His work, masasurprise ka and mapapatanong ka sa sarili mo, bakit ngayon mo lang ginawa yun? Sabi nga sa Romans 8:28, and we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose. It's more about what we give than what we receive. Success isn't defined with what the society expects you to end up to. We define what success is for you even if it means an alone path. The road less traveled, they say. So this is me accepting the possibilities of how my life will unfold. This is me letting go of controlling of how my life should look like. This is me knowing that I can give love to anyone other than a partner. This is me being excited of all the things I can share with the world. This is me working on myself and being so content with who I am that even if I don't end up where I always thought I'll be, I'll still be able to give out the love to others, but especially to me. This is me surrendering to God and His plans for me. So that's it for today's episode. I hope you enjoyed and marami kayong natutunan. Your feedbacks are always welcomed here. You can PM me at Charroat sa Instagram or sa Facebook. Like nyo na rin yung page if you haven't. Let's leave each other better than how we found them. Good morning, good evening, and good night!